Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, God Uses the Downtimes. Moses experienced a privileged upbringing in the house of Pharaoh. He was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds, Acts 7:22. In his prime at the age of 40, he decided that he should do something about the oppression of his people, the Jews, all that they were enduring. He thought that God had put him in a position of strength, and therefore, he was usable. And furthermore, he supposed, quote, he supposed his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand. God would do it, but he would do it by his hand. But they did not understand, Acts 7:25. Moses meant well, but he was wrong. God's ways are not our ways, and his timing is often not our timing. Moses, in taking matters into his own hands, killed an Egyptian and then had to run for his life. He spent the next 40 years in virtual isolation on the backside of the desert tending his father-in-law's sheep. This was major downtime that, humanly speaking, looked like a colossal waste of time. But God was at work. He uses the downtimes. 40 years later, the attitude of Moses was completely different. He no longer saw himself as the man who should lead God's people out of bondage. When God called him, he said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Exodus 3:11. 40 years of isolation served to humble Moses. And now he was usable. Now God could use him. Now God would get the glory instead of human ability. As a younger man, he was mighty in words and deeds, but spending many years in isolation with sheep rendered Moses saying, "Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, but am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Exodus 4:10. Whereas earlier he seemed quite proudful and sure of himself, now Numbers 12:3 says, quote, "The man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth." God uses the downtimes. God's ways are not our ways. They are ever above our ways. We don't always know the why of what is happening, but as people of faith, we know that God is sovereign over the days of our lives and that he has a purpose in all that is happening. There is a lot of living within the limitations we find ourselves in. We must realize that our lives are not our own, but rather we are here for God's glory. We serve at his pleasure for his sovereign purposes. When we serve God's agenda, then we can serve with joy, whatever the context, because we know God is in charge of it, and it all has purpose. We often talk about how God used Moses during the last 40 years of his life. And while that is certainly true, the last 40 cannot be divorced from the previous 40 years that he spent being humbled on the backside of the desert. God uses the downtimes. His ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Lord, you're an awesome God, and we need to trust you. In the down times, you are at work. We like to live on top of the mountain, but Lord, sometimes you take us down into the valley. And whether in the valley or on the mountaintop, Lord, you are sovereign over it all, and you have purpose in it all. And so, Lord, we trust you. It's a kind of a downtime, the whole of society, kind of what we're going through and individually. And Lord, we just thank you that we can trust you. We can trust you in the downtimes, that you have a reason, you have a purpose. You are at work through it for your glory. So, Lord, we commit our day to you. Continue to use us. Help us, as the old saying says, knees down, chin up. Help us to keep our eyes upon you. Thank you for being our faithful God. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.